Peter?
I would just say that I would agree with your last statement, and that from somebody who thinks about breast cancer looking in on lung, you know, it strikes me as the two recommended chemotherapy regimens, two of the three, there's no adjuvant data for. And one of them, which is a very popular and widely used regimen, which has got a trend to suggest that superiority for survival, at least we have some data for it, it has been eliminated. And that strikes me as, you know, in breast cancer, we wouldn't be, I think, using so many regimens for which we had no adjuvant data whatsoever.
Well, just to reassure you that our tax dollars are going to good use, the cisplatin vinorelbine, the best validated of these regimens, will use doses and schedules that have never been studied before.
There's now a lot more excitement about adjuvant trials in lung cancer than there was a few years ago. We have something to put our hand on. And you talk to the clinical investigators in lung cancer, and they say, well, this is going to be different this time. We are going to be able to get patients on study. Now, in the last few months, I'm hearing all kinds of problems coming out. We had a think tank this summer, and there was a lot of concerns about whether or not an adjuvant bevacizumab trial was actually going to get done.
I think we're identifying what I call a town gown issue. This trial has been formulated by academic centers, many of which have, shall I say, stalwart cisplatin advocates who have never felt that carboplatin measures up to cisplatin. Certainly in advanced disease, if you do meta-analysis, you can see perhaps a 3 or 4 week difference in overall median survival, which, frankly, in advanced disease is irrelevant. It may be more relevant in adjuvant. That's the argument that's been raised. But I don't think I'm quite as pessimistic as you are. I think it's going to get done. I think it's going to obviously take longer. We may encounter some hitherto unappreciated toxicities that we might not have anticipated simply because there were no phase two testings of these combinations with bevacizumab, but it's going to be a challenge.
Norm told me that yesterday the C08 study that so many of you here in this room have put patients on, the adjuvant Bev colon trial, closed. 2,700 patients in 2 years. It's done.
We'll never do a study that quickly in lung cancer. If we could do it in 6 years, it would be nice. Got to remember, only about 30% of our patients present with early stage disease, very different from breast cancer.
But you have one hell of a lot of events.
Yes. We'll have events. Unfortunately, we're going to have them sooner.